It's the Morning Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. This morning's edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the 2019 Farm Futures Business Summit, farmfuturesummit.com. Veteran newsman Steve Alexander has this morning's report coming right up. Listen, learn, profit. That's the theme for the upcoming Farm Futures Summit, scheduled for January 24th and 25th at Iowa City, Iowa. You'll have the opportunity there, farmers, to learn from the industry's best experienced farm management and marketing authorities and panels of successful, innovative farmers. Yeah, this looks to be another challenging year for agriculture, and the Farm Futures Summit can help you be best positioned for all that might be coming your way. Farmers and ranchers from all over the country attend this skill-building conference to sharpen their business skills. A two-day conference, 18 idea-packed learning sessions, high-profile ag economist, farm business specialist, farmer panels. It's January 24th and 25th at Iowa City, Iowa. Sign up by going to the website farmfuturesummit.com. Steve?
Thank you, Max. The effects of the now three-week-old government shutdown continue to pile up. Not only are a lot of people not working and not getting paid, or still working and not getting paid, dozens of agencies cannot do their work. For Midwest farmers, that means the farm service agencies are closed, which means farmers cannot apply for payments to help replace income taken away by the president's tariff war. But the USDA announced yesterday that it will extend the deadline to apply for a period of time equal to the number of business days the FSA offices are closed once the government shutdown ends. By the way, if you are flying, please give those TSA folks a smile and a thank you for showing up for work, even though they are not being paid. Imagine the chaos if they all decided to call in sick. I know someone with the initials Max Armstrong who would really be up a creek. News from Radar O'Reilly's hometown of Ottumwa, Iowa, about a deer hunter who, instead of bagging a deer, shot someone's deer, a woman who was in her home. Investigators say the hunter was drunk when he fired a rifle from the front deck of a camper. The woman says she was cleaning her stove when she heard a loud noise and then she felt a pain in the back of her head. When she saw she was bleeding a lot, she drove herself to a hospital and doctors removed a bullet from her head. That hunter is in all sorts of felony trouble. A reminder today from Michigan that grief knows no boundaries, nor does it exclude any of us. In Dearborn, Michigan yesterday, mourners filled a mosque and offered prayers while a slideshow displayed photos of the Abbas family. A mother, a father, their three children were killed early Sunday when their SUV was smashed by a pickup truck on I-75 in Lexington, Kentucky. The driver of the truck was likely drunk. He also died. If you have spent any time around central Wisconsin, you probably know of Figgies. The company has sold cheese and meat gifts and candy and other goods direct to consumers since 1944. And no more. It's closing most of its operations, and 276 people will lose their jobs by mid-March. One of the greatest athletes to ever come out of Minnesota, and who stayed in Minnesota, is being honored. Joe Mauer, an all-around athlete in high school before spending all 15 of his Major League Baseball seasons with the Twins, will have his number retired on, fittingly, Joe Mauer Day on June 15th. That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.